was a b-boy. And hark, this knowledge did come upon me the first month of the fifth year in the 21st century, January 2005, also known as the year of the celebrity pedophile. I'm telling you that Jesus was a b-boy. For I too have seen the burning bush and smoked it. And it was made clear to me in my search for a hip-hop ever after that Jesus was an esoteric b-boy whose halo out of a windmill was a catechism class 4 CDs back, second chapter. And so it was. For grabs. Jesus cried blood, the heavens opened up, and one lonely cherub descended from above. Then he tucked his wings in behind him and shyly made a place for himself within the front row. And then with the thundering he beatboxed his way through a hip-hop concerto. And though Jesus had 12 apostles, he wouldn't have won the battle if he hadn't have called in the best dancers he did know. They were known collectively as Jesus Crew, and individually as Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro. Jesus was a Dogtown Z-boy before Hollywood came calling. He used his carpentry skills, but refused to make anything but Jeff Goldboards. He was Larry Birdman and forcing sounds out of the ocean by tickling the inside of a perfect wave's vocal cords. Jesus was a young Jay Adams, all blonde and bending gravity, who kicked the Pharisees out of his temples and then skated in their empty pools. Jesus was a graph artist. He tagged scriptures along the wall of Galilee with messages for Sadducees who covered it up in fear it might be labeled heresy under the new Conscious Pilot program. Jesus was a sound boy. And every time he killed a drum pan sound, he'd forgive them for they knew not who they clashed. Jesus was a b-boy.
Yeah.
has arisen and now resides in heaven. That is to say, he lives in the kick drum of a perfect hip-hop song via 1987. Amen.